From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting a Russian airliner carrying more than 200 passengers crashes in the Sinai. Officials say that there are no survivors. As Edward Uranian reports from Cairo, the chartered Airbus plane went down less than half an hour after leaving the Red Sea resort of Sharm el-Sheikh, headed for St. Petersburg.
The Airbus 321, belonging to the Russian carrier Kogalamavia Air, known as Metrojet, had lifted off from the Egyptian resort town of Sharm el-Sheikh and reached cruising altitude on its course for St. Petersburg, Russia's second largest city, when it disappeared from radar. Al Arabiya TV reported there were no survivors and said the Russian plane broke into pieces when it crashed. Witnesses told Egypt's On TV that the rear half of the jet's fuselage caught fire on impact and burned. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says President Barack Obama's decision to send special operations forces to Syria is focused only on fighting the Islamic State. He said it does not mean the United States is entering Syria's civil war. Kerry said that U.S. policy is clear to defeat the Islamic State group, but he did not rule out further U.S. involvement in Syria, saying he cannot predict the future. The Secretary of State's remarks came during a news conference Saturday in Bishkek, Kyrgyzstan's capital city, and the first stop on a five-nation Central Asian tour. The White House said Friday the president had authorized fewer than 50 members of the Special Operations Forces to go to northern Syria to help opposition groups fighting against Islamic State militants. For more on these stories, visit our website. This is VOA News. The United States has increased its support for Syria's opposition with a pledge of nearly $100 million in fresh aid. Deputy Secretary of State Antony Blinken announced the assistance at the Manama Dialogue Security Conference in Bahrain Saturday. The United States has pledged nearly $500 million to the Syrian opposition since 2012. Blinken also said that Russia's intervention into the Syrian civil war could prove very costly.
The costs will mount every day in economic, political, and security terms, but at best only to prevent Assad from losing, not to make him win. There is no military victory to be had.
Russia, which has a naval base on the Mediterranean coast in Syria, began airstrikes a month ago, primarily against rebels fighting the Assad regime. President Barack Obama has called for reform in the U.S. criminal justice system, talking in depth about unnecessary money spent putting nonviolent offenders in jail. In his weekly address, Mr. Obama said he hopes to disrupt the pipeline from underfunded schools to overcrowded jails. He specifically noted a meeting this past February in which police officers from around the country came to the Oval Office. He also cited a second meeting with officers and local youths in Camden, New Jersey, just a few months ago.
We know that having millions of people in the criminal justice system without any ability to find a job after release is unsustainable. It's bad for communities, and it's bad for our economy.
Mr. Obama plans to travel to Newark, New Jersey, Monday to highlight some of the efforts made by Americans who have paid their debt to society and are attempting to reintegrate themselves into their communities. A publisher of secular books was hacked to death and three other people were wounded in two separate attacks Saturday at publishing houses in Bangladesh. Police say the body of publisher Faisal Erefin Dipan of the Jagriti Prokashoni Publishing House was found in his office following the second of Saturday's attacks. Earlier, publisher Ahmed Rahim Tutul and two writers were shot and stabbed by three men in the office of the Shud Hawassar Publishing House in Dhaka. Both of the publishers involved in Saturday's attack had published works by Bangladeshi-American blogger and writer Avijit Roy, who was hacked to death on the Dhaka University campus in February. And 11 people were killed in Pakistan when rival political parties shot at each other during local elections in two of the country's four provinces. The violence erupted in Kaipur district, northwest of Karachi, and the capital of southern Sindh province. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.